The number of HIV cases in the Czech Republic has been steadily rising, and 2009 could see the biggest jump in HIV infection in the country's history. The Czech health authorities say that the surge is fueled by ignorance and complacency within high-risk groups, but critics point out that following a recent overhaul of the government's HIV/AIDS prevention program, the situation has far deteriorated. This month, the Czech AIDS Help Society celebrated 20 years of helping HIV and AIDS victims in the country. The biggest Czech NGO of its kind, it opened Dům Světla, or the House of Light, 10 years ago. The Prague-based community center assists HIV-positive people and provides testing and counseling. Its director Miroslav Hlavatý joined the NGO in 1998.
Tenkrát můj první úkol byl sehnat
My first task back then was to get money for the project of the House of Light. The total sum was 13 million crowns, and we got half from the health ministry. I needed to get the other half, and I thought it would not be a problem. But it took me a month or so. Getting money for HIV/AIDS projects in the Czech Republic was really difficult.
A viděl jsem, že shánět peníze pro problematiku AIDS je problémem strašným.
In the end, the House of Light opened for the public in 1999, and this year a similar facility was inaugurated in the northern city of Ostrava. But this is only a small success in the struggle against HIV and AIDS in the Czech Republic. Each year, the number of new cases grows. 147 new cases were registered in 2008, while 138 people got infected between January and November this year. 2009 might therefore set a new record of over 150 new cases. Michal Vít is the country's chief hygiene officer.
I believe that we certainly do have room for improvement. I don't think that we will ever find an ideal system. We are one of the countries with a relatively low incidence of HIV-positive people. On the other hand, I cannot deny that 5 years ago we had some 50 or 60 new cases a year, but today we have 138. So these tendencies do exist in the Czech Republic as well, and we have to talk about why and how to restart prevention so that we bring the increase under control.
The need to restart prevention programs, as noted by Mr. Vít, has become apparent 2 years after the Czech government streamlined the national AIDS program as part of a broader healthcare reform. According to critics, the move brought severe budget cuts and saw the closure of more than 60 free-of-charge testing and counseling sites around the country. Jaroslav Jedlička stepped down in June this year as the manager of the national AIDS program in protest of the government's policies.
The policy reversed from 2007, when we were signing the agreement with United Nations, so-called Declaration of Commitments. We were actually doing what UN were asking us to do. We had at that time many of free-of-charge HIV testing and counseling sites, and we were covering HIV prevention from 20 million. Czech crowns at that time. But since then, we are doing whatever possible is against the policies which are recommended by United Nations Special Programme on AIDS, European Commission, and experience done by non-governmental organizations in Europe.
Mr. Jedlička says the health ministry critically curtailed its prevention program in direct contradiction to the country's commitments to the United Nations AIDS program the Czech Republic adopted in 2001.
Our government and the Ministry of Health did just the opposite and closed, I think, 64 of testing sites in the whole country. So in the moment we are obliged to commit ourselves to increase HIV testing, we did just the opposite and closed the majority of the centers in so-called public health centers in all regions of the Czech Republic and absolutely ceased access of our population and especially risky population to HIV testing.
According to Jaroslav Jedlička, the government has also failed to increase funding for HIV/AIDS prevention as required by the United Nations.
Same is with the finances. 2001 agreement with United Nations says we will increase each year our national funding for HIV/AIDS. But the government is doing just the opposite. Since then, the HIV funds dropped from about 20 million crowns to 7 million crowns, which is absolutely nonsense. And with such funds, we cannot control HIV epidemic in the country anymore.
There are now 1,335 HIV patients in the Czech Republic and 288 people with full-blown AIDS. Their numbers have tripled since 10 years ago. Health ministry officials blame this on complacency and ignorance among high-risk groups and on rapidly growing immigration. Jamila Stehlíková is the new manager of the National AIDS Program.
Unfortunately, this is a trend we can observe around the whole of Europe. The cause lies in the risky behavior of what we call high-risk groups. In the Czech Republic, these are primarily men who have sex with men, but also HIV-positive prostitutes, particularly among immigrants. We have also registered the first detected case of HIV transmission which occurred in prison. Another group, which represents about 5% of the cases, are drug users.
Last year, the government outlined a long-term strategy to combat HIV/AIDS. This involves a greater measure of support for the non-government sector, such as the Czech AIDS Help Society. Also, other institutes than the health ministry should get involved in prevention programs, the funding of which, according to Ms. Stehlíková, has not in fact decreased.
In 2008,
precisely due to the growing number of HIV cases, the Czech government approved a resolution which outlined a long-term strategy up until 2012, focusing on these high-risk groups. Funds should be directed wherever the infection is spreading, wherever the greatest risks are. These are primarily prevention activities within the gay community, drug users, migrants, and sexual services providers. The plan involves other institutions too, such as the Education Ministry, that should intensify prevention programs in schools and generally among young people who unfortunately take more risks than they did 10 or 15 years ago.
HIV and AIDS patients in the Czech Republic are treated at 7 state-run AIDS centers. Maria Staňková is the head of the AIDS center at Prague's Nabulovce Hospital. She shares the concerns that replacing state-run facilities with those run by NGOs can backfire.
It's a pity that many of these centers have been abolished. There are rumors that new testing centers with trained staff will open, but I really don't know any details. However, it's definitely a big mistake. In my opinion, it's very important that such centers function properly. The AIDS centers can't do everything. Also, there is only 7 of them, one in Prague and the rest around the country. It's necessary that we have many more testing and consultation centers where people can come for preventive testing and for advice, and they should be positioned in places where people can come and get tested.
In January, the Health Ministry will release a report on how successful the National HIV/AIDS Strategy was in 2009, with not much good news expected.